Breezy 101, it's the Breakfast Show on your radio. Crying by Aerosmith. Might be a lot of folks crying this morning after the election results from last night. And we'll see. It's been a tight one. So we'll see what happens when all the ballots are counted. But we got someone who's not going to be worrying about ballots or voting.
I'm not worried about a ballot again.
Never again.
Never say never, but I don't intend to.
Yeah.
It's not my intention anyway.
Yeah. Kosciuszko Mayor Jimmy Cockcroft joining us for Minute with the Mayor. Mayor, there was an alderman meeting last night, and normally you try to keep the agenda a little bit short on an election night.
Yeah.
So it opened with some unclean properties, and then the new business was some bids. I believe that was on the lumber.
Yeah, some plywood and lumber. So Scarborough Building Supply actually has, they don't know it yet, but I guess they might know now if they're listening, had the highest bid on the plywood. So we will sell that to them, I think, for $15 a sheet. The other bids were considerably lower than that. So a little loss for us on that, but, you know, it's just better to get rid of it and before it gets damaged and not worth anything.
Yep. And after that, there was a payment to Belinda Stewart for some work going on at the Strand, right?
Right. Yeah. So she's doing some, the company's doing some design work. So we paid her about $3,800 last night for just some preliminary designs and sketches and ideas on the floor plan, such as that.
And after that, there was a new employee. That's always fun.
Yeah. So Jeffrey McCrory will start, I think the 13th will be his date in the solid waste department. I think we've talked during the budget times about we're buying this, what we call a grappler truck. It's a truck to help with solid waste, so we don't have to take the end loader out and pick up larger piles or heavy piles. One person should be able to operate it, and we think Jeffrey's got the skills to do that. The truck takes a commercial license. Currently, we only have two employees with commercial license, and they stay so busy doing other stuff. So we're excited about Jeffrey, and hopefully we're taking bids on that truck. This is a reverse auction item, thanks to the legislature. We do that. So we'll do that. I think it's next Tuesday or Wednesday. We got the proposals yesterday. I think we have five proposals. We have to look over those this morning, okay those bidders, and once we get that done, it'll take about 30 days, hopefully, to get a truck.
And, hey, finally on there, this is the good part, holiday schedule.
That's holiday schedule, yeah. Yes. You know, it's holiday time now, November. Well, I know Halloween's a holiday for you.
It is.
Yeah, so Thanksgiving and, Veterans Day next week, and then Thanksgiving will be here, and then Christmas. So the board, along with the governor's proclamation, will allow the city employees to be off on New Year's Eve, as well as Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day, and Thanksgiving and the day after Thanksgiving. So I know you've posted the counties, and I know you'll post ours, so people will know when we'll be out. So
yeah, that's right. Yeah, holidays, we got.
So
gotta
I think
love
this
them.
Year it falls on Thursday, Friday for Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. Thursday, Friday for Christmas, and Thursday, Friday for New Year's.
So. Yeah, it's a little treat for us because 2020 has been so crazy.
Look, everybody ought to get it off.
Yeah, exactly.
I know people. I was a retailer. I know how it is for you. You're here at a city getting all these days off, and you're going to be maybe getting Christmas Day, and maybe part of Thanksgiving Day, and get ready for the day after that. So I still remember my retail days, so I feel for those folks.
Yeah, we've all earned some days off here.
Yeah, that's right.
In 2020.
That's right.
But also, another thing that went on the agenda, but coming up, sort of a national cleanup or a local cleanup day.
Well, you know, I talked to Darren, and I appreciate his work on doing the flyer and picking a date and all that. We look bad in more ways than one, but especially with litter right now and with holidays coming. We've kind of quickly put together a cleanup day for not this coming Saturday, the 7th, but the 14th. The Youth Council is trying to get organized quickly to help, and that'll be about 30, maybe hopefully they can bring some friends. And, you know, a couple years ago when Chip Hawkins and others organized this, we had a great turnout and made a huge impact in the county. Now, this is not just a city project, and what Keep America Beautiful always does as a hashtag is clean your block. So I'll just use you, Brick. So if you clean up that part of Huntington Street and Jimmy cleans up that part of Shields Road, everybody does that part, you know, we can make a big dent. But we will have some areas identified. We'll have the little grabblers, hand grabblers you'll pick, and bags and water and maybe some donuts and stuff. And we're going to meet at the Coliseum this time, and there'll be a dumpster out there for you if you have stuff at home you'd like to dispose of. Now, it'd be a good time to do that too. Now, saying that you can't put paints, can't put tires, can't put electronics in this container. But you know, if you got tires, the city will try to help do it if you want to bring those. But you know, we just need to spiff up a little bit. And the main thing we need to do is quit throwing stuff out of the car. I mean, I just don't understand people that just continue to litter like they do in this area. Yeah, and it's not just Kosciuszko. Mississippi has a bad problem with litter.
Yeah, you can see that the ditch in front of my house stays pretty much.
Yeah,
it's not me.
It's unreal, you know.
Because I'm barely even home.
It's unreal.
But, yeah, as you said, you clean up around your area and all do our parts. One more thing, Mayor, and I kind of touched on it a little bit in the 6 o'clock hour, you know, with school at middle starting at the Boys and Girls Club tomorrow, a little bit of a traffic jam right there on Knox Road. And the chief has kind of given some guidelines for what to do.
A little bit of a traffic jam is probably not accurate. It's going to be a heck of a traffic jam. You know, it's going to take a lot of patience. It's going to take a lot of figuring out what's the best way to do. So we just ask the main thing, and I heard you say this earlier coming in, if you don't have to be around Knox Road, please, please stay away. Unless you're school related, that traffic over there doesn't last 30 minutes to 45 minutes and it's gone. So in the morning, afternoon, at any way you can avoid the Knox Road area, please avoid it. And for the lower and middle parents, you know, be patient. Let people in and out. Please don't block any driveways over that way so people can get in and out of their homes. And help everybody figure it out. You know, I talked with Mr. Elsie and Mr. Anderson over at middle yesterday, and we all going to try to make this as smooth as possible, but it's going to be a little hiccup till we figure out the route. And I hate to throw out any ideas because I don't know what the police and the school has talked about, but just pay attention to what gets posted and put out so everybody knows which way to go.
Yep.
And
we got a little bit of a map on there that can kind of show you at breezynews.com which way traffic flow should go. Right. But Mayor, that's all I had, unless you had anything else this morning.
No, that's it.
Yeah.
Let's do the cleanup day and be patient with the traffic at school.
All right, Mayor. Well, we thank you, and we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
101.1 Breezy 101. Charlie's